Welcome to Life with Chapters. Say hi.
Hi. I thought you were going to introduce yourself.
I am. This is Josh.
I'm Abby.
And we're married. We're going to...
We're married for almost 4 years this year.
That's crazy. So we're going to do another podcast where we get a little bit more into who we are individually and probably as a married couple. But we're kind of skipping ahead in what we want to talk about for our first podcast. But before we do that, I wanted to explain the title, which is Life with Chapters. I heard a podcast. I love podcasts, and actually I'm kind of forcing Abby to do this one with me. I heard a podcast where a guy had just quit his job, and to go back to school and to spend more time with his kids. And his co-host was like, I just want to congratulate you on a Life with Chapters. And what they talked about for the next hour was how many people live their life without chapters. Like it starts, you know, they have a few, they get married, have kids, and then they have a job and then it's over. And so we don't want to do that.
I don't feel like we have.
We have not at all. Since we've been married, we have a lot of chapters. And actually let's recap kind of what the chapters have been since marriage. Because we have lots of chapters before that, but that's less important. So when did we get married?
2015.
Good try. Oh, she tried really hard. She had to think about that. So yeah, we actually got married on the ultimate pi day.
We did.
3.1415.
And some more numbers.
Lots more numbers. So we got married. That was a chapter. We were married for 3 or 4 months before the next chapter started.
Mm-hmm. So we moved to Las Vegas. Our first year of marriage.
From where?
Indiana. Yep. We were both born and raised in Indiana. So we moved to Vegas. We knew a total of 2 couples at that point. Shout out to the Marlins. So yeah, we moved there and we were living on support.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So we gave them a 1-year commitment. That's what we feel like the Lord asked us to do. We wanted to be on mission. We had some stuff in Indiana, which was crazy.
Mm-hmm. I had turned down a job to do this.
Yeah, and a potential getting a house, which was nuts. Just everything to make us feel comfortable. And we're like, yeah, let's move to a place that makes us feel completely uncomfortable. Yeah. So that was our first chapter.
Little missionary experience, raising support. It was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Then while we were there, we started a new chapter, and we were trying, and we ended up getting...
pregnant!
We got pregnant with our first kid.
Yeah.
First little daughter. That was really exciting. And while we were there also in Vegas, we felt like that chapter was going to be a little bit longer than we originally thought. And that was, it ended up being 1.5 years
mm-hmm.
instead of 1 year. But towards the end of that, when we got pregnant, that kind of started this next chapter, which was getting a little bit closer to home, which again is Indiana. So getting a little bit closer to the Midwest because we're going to have a kid. We felt like we wanted to go somewhere where Abby could lead worship, what we thought was to the masses. In a larger capacity, lead worship to a congregation. And I ended up getting hired as a worship pastor at a church in Troy, Michigan. And we had a campus in Shelby Township. And we did that for another 1.5 years. And it was... great. It was really fun. We got some really, really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our best friends, which you'll hear about soon.
Yeah.
we grew a lot. And while we were doing that, and our little daughter was like 8 or 9 months.
We got pregnant again.
We had a really, Indy, our first daughter, was really easy. And we wanted more. So we were excited to do that.
We wanted them close together, too. We had families that did that, you know, kind of about 2 years apart. We were like, we think we can do that. Maybe, you know, 15 months to 2 years apart. So mm-hmm.
So they're 17 months apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that, skipping ahead a little bit, she was just born not even 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Crazy.
So now we have 2 kids under 2. And... is a little bit more than we thought it was going to be, but we're surviving.
Newborn stages, maybe not our favorite. That's okay, though.
And then, to kind of end this chapter, in May of 2018, this year, we found out that our campus and our church and my job was coming to an end.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, rug kind of got pulled out from under us. We were planning on staying in Michigan and kind of settling down.
Yeah, we really felt
putting roots down.
This would be the place. Maybe put an Indian school. I don't know. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, so we, I mean, there's obviously a long story. Maybe a podcast someday will, it'll come up again when we're talking about church. But the long story short, they wanted to shut down our campus to kind of allow the campuses that were permanent close to us thrive a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
In hopes that some of the people that went to our campus would go to the other campuses. So that was rough. It was hard. Mm-hmm. It was a hard time.
It was super unexpected.
Yeah. It's not fun to lose your job.
And your church family.
And you, yeah.
Honestly.
Which that was more surprising for me because I didn't realize that it was my church since it was my job.
Yeah.
Until it was gone. It's like, oh, wow, we don't have a church to go to now.
Mm-hmm. We really haven't had that ever.
Mm-mm. So that was 6 months ago, and starting then, we had 6 months to figure out what was next.
Yeah. Luckily, we should say, the church did cover us with severance.
Yeah.
Until Lainey was born. So that was really good.
Yeah. They definitely went out of their way to take care of us.
Super
helpful. And so we had 6 months to figure out what we were going to do. And
which goes by so fast.
Yeah. It's over. It's been over 6 months.
Yeah.
And so we... I'll start with, our plan initially. You know, of course, you've got shell shock. You wait a couple weeks before you even talk about the future at all. And then we had lots of different ideas. There were a couple other churches. I probably had, I think the market for worship people is just really hot right now. So we had five or six churches reach out in the area of the Detroit area looking for help. I met with a guy who was doing... he was trying to become a foreman for an electrician company because I was like, maybe I'm supposed to go into the secular world and I can just serve at a church and it'd be great. And we were going to stay here. The church that we were at, maybe there was going to be some openings at a different campus. We tossed that around for a little bit, and pretty quickly I realized that I definitely didn't want to do secular job full time forever. I'm doing one right now, which is totally fine. But as far as in the future, I wanted to be in the church world. I wanted to see what's going to come of it in this age, in this time with our generations and technology. And so that was kind of where we were at. I was looking at church staffing, which is a website. I was looking at a couple different websites for jobs. We were looking all around the Midwest pretty much for a church that we really felt at home. We had a couple interviews and just didn't really feel like that was, that was our home.
Because it gets kind of tricky too when you try to find a job and then in the church, and that's also your church home. Because sometimes, you don't just want to go to a church for a job that you don't love. So we were also kind of walking that line.
Totally. It's not like I worked at Ford and then I could just get a job at GM and not care.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
we cared.
Yeah, it was where our kids were going to be raised and stuff like that. So then that was probably 2 or 3 months of that, maybe just 2 months of that, just kind of up in the air. I don't really know. And it was kind of nice because I got to be home. I was like,
nice.
It was like I retired. So I was home. I didn't pick up a different job because we were covered for a little bit. So, and then Abby went to
Bethel, which was great.
What's Bethel?
For those of you that don't know, I'm kidding. So Bethel is a church out in Redding, California. They're just crazy on the worship circuit. I would say a wee bit charismatic, if you will, if you want to put a name towards it.
I would say majority of the people in the world would not say a wee bit.
That's probably true. That's just my opinion. Bethel is great. And so they host a school called School of Worship. And actually our friend sent us this link, I don't even know, probably 2 months prior to me going. Maybe not. It was in the spring.
It was way before our church
job was
closed
even
down.
Yeah, so like April or something like that. So, which is just crazy. And I was like, okay, I'll fill it out, see if I get accepted. And I did. And so then I made a GoFundMe to help me get there, which was super awesome. We had a family that was a part of our Shelby congregation just kind of take that and run with it and just help me get money, which is amazing.
He was amazing. We had one guy in specific that really made this all possible. It was pretty awesome. You know who you are if you're listening.
Yeah. So July came around, and I was gone for 2 weeks. I left Josh and Indy for 2 weeks, which, oh my goodness, the night
before
I was... She was
barely over one, 1 year old.
Yeah, Indy was, yeah. And I was, what, 25, 27 weeks pregnant at this point? It's not like crazy pregnant, you know, in that good part of pregnancy. I'll try to keep this part short.
No, you don't need to. This is podcast. Podcast is long form.
It's true.
It's great. You can talk. Yeah. People are in it. They're driving. They're working.
They're driving. They want to know about us.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I will just say that I just had an incredible time while I was at Bethel. There's just really something special about that place, about the culture. And just being surrounded by a ton of people that love worship and that's what they do. Like, I couldn't think of anything better for 2 weeks. So, and each day was piled full of stuff. I mean, it was like a fire hose of information and talks and worship and prayer and dreaming, all this kind of stuff that was so, so good. Yeah, it was just really good. Sorry, I don't verbally process. This is difficult for me.
It's not like this is your first time sharing the story.
I know, but it's just so much. I'm like, what do I share? Keep it kind of concise. Anyways, I didn't want the whole time that I was there just to be spent on, like, God, what are we supposed to do about our future? Because, I mean, like, that was a huge thing for us. And I was going to be in a place for 2 weeks where I had ample amount of time just to hear from the Lord. So my heart, my ears, my mind was just very open for that. But I told the Lord, I remember on the first day, like, Lord, I'm not going to just focus on what we're supposed to do for the future. I'm not going to try to ask you that every single day. And so I really stuck to that. But I feel like the Lord was super kind to me, especially just even the first day. We had some time to just sit and listen and hear from the Lord. And...
I'm going to push on that. What does that mean?
Yeah.
There's some people.
I know.
Even lots of Christian friends and family that we have. Like, what does that mean?
So, I guess...
Or what does it mean for you? Not even theologically. What does it mean
so
for you?
So many different ways. Okay, so for me, hearing from the Lord is, I mean, they just gave us this time, this space. There was some gentle, quiet music going. I guess in the more charismatic circle you'd call it soaking. Soaking in the presence. And you just start doing that. You just sit. They give you some quiet space. And I just asked the Lord if there was anything he wanted to tell me at that point, especially going into these next 2 weeks. What was it that I was listening, that my ears are open to hear, that my mind was clear to hear from him? And I think it just looks different for different people.
I'd say for you, to put it in non-Christian terms, it's like meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Except you're trusting that your own thoughts are not your own thoughts.
Right.
And you're hoping and praying that they're from the Lord.
Yeah.
And we test them. And
yeah, you do. You don't just, can't always just believe, you know.
Yeah. And so I think, yeah, it's...
what your mind is saying all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, you just have to, yeah, like Josh just said, you just have to test it out. And so, it was just a really great time. It was 20 minutes. It's not a long time. You don't have to give yourself like 2 hours or something. Sometimes you do. And the Lord just started to speak to me about the future. And for me, a lot of times that looks like actually giving me pictures in my mind to visualize things. It's so cool that the Lord knows us so well. And for me, I'm a very visual person. I like to see things. I learn better that way. I just am able to experience things that way. And so I just felt like I started to get these beautiful pictures. And even I feel like he started to speak very specific words to me about what our future was going to hold. And I really felt like that was for the near future. I mean, that's what I was, it's what we were praying for, you know. And I feel like that's, you know, to continue on into the further future, but even just especially, you know, 6 months from then, like, Lord, what do you have for us? That might sound crazy, but I mean, it's really not. It's just like, it was just a beautiful picture of our family in this place where we were thriving. And so I'll just kind of skip a little bit. It ended up, I felt like the picture that he was showing me was a place in Georgia. A physical place in Georgia. I mean, there were peaches everywhere.
The state.
Not the country. I mean, at this point, who knew? but yeah, peaches everywhere. Just, yeah. So what I took from that was something very literal. And I really thought we were moving to Georgia at that point. And throughout the next 2 weeks, there were so many things. And I will say, I believe that the Lord speaks in very small ways, and I believe that he speaks in very big ways. And I think the challenge that he was challenging me with those 2 weeks was really going to listen even to the small, quiet things. And I feel like I really did. And I did keep asking, throwing out that fleece, like, Lord, can you give me some big sign? But he just really wasn't about that. In those 2 weeks, I think he really wanted to see.
You had some pretty crazy...
Yeah.
What could have been coincidences, but yeah, also there's so many of them. You're like, man, universe? Mm-hmm. Lord?
What's happening?
Is this you?
I mean, just like people eating peaches around me, literally, every day. I would just happen to look over and someone was eating a peach. I mean, it was the summer, so I'll give them that. Peaches are very popular in the summer. But like, come on. And then, I mean, I would be in a huge crowd. I mean, there's over 700 people at this conference. It's insane. I would be just walking to lunch or something, texting, or like about to call Josh or something to say hi. And all of a sudden, I would just, my ears would just kind of, tap into someone's conversation behind me. And a couple times it was, oh yeah, I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Like just introducing themselves to someone. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And then there was another girl we prayed over in one of my small groups. We didn't even ask her her name before we started praying over her. And then I just happened to overhear some girl ask her what her name was, and she said, my name's Georgia. And I was like, Lord, what is happening? So, yeah, those things that totally could be coincidence. But I also do believe the Lord works in just little different signs like that. So, long story shorter, I spent about 2 hours in the prayer room that Bethel has there. I'm just asking the Lord, can you please tell me, what all these things are kind of meaning? And so honestly, for the next, it was probably 4 months after that, I just really took the word super literally. And I really do believe that's what the Lord wanted me to do, which is just crazy. So I was set on Georgia. We had no prospects, which was crazy. My faith, though, for it was just, it just expedited at that point. I was just like, no, like, it has been so clear. Not like in I wasn't going to shift, because I know that the Lord can, he can say one thing and mean something else, and something else can come along, and then it all just works out in this beautiful story, which is kind of what happened. But yeah, I was like, honey, we're moving to Georgia. And he was like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay. But at the same time, like, we ended up talking about this, but initially, one, people that are in relationships with friends or, spouses, whenever someone says, like, I feel like God's telling me to do this, it's sort of a trump card. Now, Abby would never play it as a trump card, but it is. Like, you can't really question that as much. So I was, like, kind of nervous about that. And I was like, okay, like, that's really cool. Like, and to me, I'm like, okay, so now if we move to Georgia, this will be really cool because we can say... that she heard this, but it wasn't like Georgia or bust to me. I'm like, I still want to look other places, because if something comes up that sounds amazing that we want to go to, I don't want, this prayer moment to hinder that. And Abby kind of reluctantly agreed. She just didn't really push back much, because I told her at some point, I even said, I feel like if we just say Georgia, then that's like spiritual handcuffs. And
which is not what at all I wanted it to be. Mm-mm. I just had felt so strongly. I mean, what the Lord had been speaking, at this point, hadn't developed as much as, what it ended up being, which is incredible.
And in the past, I thought when you were talking earlier, like, it sounds crazy, but we've had other really specific words about when we were leaving Vegas, about when to start looking for a job, about when, so crazy. It wasn't that far-fetched. Also, your track record for listening to the Lord and trying to be honest and trying to be open is amazing. And so I, of course, trusted you and didn't want to, you know, go against what you were feeling and thinking. And so I was trying to be supportive, but at the same time, I was feeling a little anxious about it. But I was like, okay. So then where we were was all of my internet research, my, you know, emailing and applying for jobs, you know, I stopped all that except for Georgia. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I'll just look at Georgia. So every time I get on Church Staffing, the website, I would just click on Georgia. And if there are any jobs, and of course, you're in the Bible Belt in the South, it was all United Methodist, Southern Baptist, you know, congregation or denominations that we mm-hmm. aren't. And I wasn't finding anything. So that was frustrating. And then in the middle of this, our friends, Chris and Tyler, who you'll hear more about, Chris actually was the pastor at the church in Vegas that mm-hmm. we were at. He was one of my groomsmen. And then Tyler, yeah, and we lived with him and his wife. Mm-hmm. So super close to Chris. Tyler is a pastor in Kansas City right now, and he was the guy who did Abby and I's wedding, one of the two pastors that did our wedding. And so mm-hmm. two people who we love, and they've been planning for years to eventually church plant. And so in the middle of this trying to go to Georgia thing, they Skype us and are like, hey, we officially want you, Josh, to be our third person on staff at this church plant. And they wanted to hire me, knowing they're getting Abby as a worship leader as well. I don't think we said this, but Abby is like the main worship leader of the family. I've been the worship pastor out of like obedience and just different skill sets. Yeah, for sure. But it's not my passion, and it's definitely Abby's. And so their idea was like, hey, we, you know, Josh, you could be hired, and we want you on our team, lots of momentum, blah, 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 like really exciting. And I'm like, oh man, this sounds like it'd be amazing. And
I'm not so pumped.
Yeah. Before we can even like, okay, guys, we'll pray about it and see if that's it, Abby wants nothing to do with it.
That sounds so bad. Can we
It wasn't bad.
Can we give some backstory? Here's the thing. When it comes to getting words from the Lord, I think for me, since I took it so seriously and it felt so definite, I just wanted to walk that word out, if that makes any sense. I just wanted to see it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of for us, that looked like there was another word involved with this too, but kind of towards the end of fall, mm-hmm. I should say, to just continue to walk this word out, just seeing what maybe Georgia had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just felt so anxious to even open another door at this point,
mm-hmm.
because I was afraid that we would miss it, which I should say, I'll preface that, I don't feel like the Lord would have let us miss it. He's not like that. But you know what, that fear, I mean, I feel like other people have probably felt
and
that.
I could tell it was emotionally taxing on her, and
seriously,
you know,
I cried about it a lot. And I was figured out.
Yeah, and I was never actually worried about our future. So it's like, okay, I'm not actually worried about our future. I know something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Since I know that something's going to happen and we're going to be fine, this is not worth the stress I'm putting on Abby. So then in that moment, we're like, okay, finally, we're officially done even pretending like we're going anywhere else but Georgia. Like, we can't even, I'm not going to bring anything up. It's Georgia or nothing. I promise. I'm done talking about anything other than Georgia. So we told the guys, hey, this is where we're at. They were super responsive, and they trusted us. And so we said no to that. And then probably another 2 or 3 weeks, and this is where I still was struggling. Because even though I said that, and I wanted to be, like, the good husband, like, of course, emotionally and spiritually, and, like, I was struggling, because I'm like, nothing's freaking happening in Georgia.
Pause. Insert in that. There were some things that I wrote down while I was away, just like dreams of mine, or dreams as a family, and those five very specific words about what our future could look like as a family, and it was, I mean, now thinking about it, you know, hindsight, those things can be, we'll say more later, but in Josh's mind, it was like, those things can be totally fulfilled or, like, sought after if we were to do this church plant. But, of course, I was like, no. Like you said, Georgia or bust. So it was just kind of, and I will say within that, the Lord, I believe, had told me that both Josh and I would be on the same page with this move, with what was next, you know,
mm-hmm.
wherever we were going, which I don't feel like he would make a family divisive, but it was more like that was a guarantee. Like the Lord was saying, you guys are going to be unified in this. And me being me at this point, I was like, oh, great. Well, Josh will just get on my page and like we'll find something in Georgia. How like prideful of me. But I don't think it wasn't prideful in my head, but I just felt like
I don't think any of us were being prideful ever.
It was like Georgia.
Maybe. It's a big decision.
Yeah. And
so I broke my promise because I did slowly slip in the church plan a couple times. Okay, what are you? So finally she's like, okay, once we have our baby, our second baby, we named her Lane or Lainey.
Mm-hmm.
Once we have her, which is going to be in November, late September, yeah. Early October. She's like, once we have Lane, I'll at least pray about the church plan. But until then, I don't want to hear any more about it. So then I'm talking to my friend Richie one day, and I'm like, dude, I'm struggling so hard because I really feel like we're supposed to do this church plant. I feel like it's going to be amazing. Like, everything she's saying, it feels like it's perfect. And I told her, and I told my friend, I'm like, I can't even bring it up anymore. And so the only possible way that this is going to happen is if Jesus just tells her, like, I don't know, like a dream, or he just like comes down from heaven and says, go to the church plant. So I'm like, my dream, what I want to do, what I feel like we're supposed to do and what we're going to do, I can't even bring up. And so that was one day. And then literally the next day when I'm at work.
Was it the next day?
It was the next day. Okay. When I'm at work, Abby texts me, and she'll tell the backstory, but Abby texts me, I was painting at the time, painting houses, and I was driving with another friend, and she texts me, she goes, hey, so I just had an encounter with the Lord. I think we should talk about the church plan again. And I literally just like scream. I don't get hype very much. Like I don't have the huge positive emotion, mm-hmm. like excitement. And man, I was like glowing. It just didn't even feel real. Like I was screaming. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, God. And so what happened was this.
Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, we're like late October or something.
Mid, probably.
I don't know, but time has come to an end as far as, like, severance and just comfortability and just trying to figure out what in the world this Georgia word meant. And so I'm praying, I'm crying, obviously. I've got worship music on, and so I'm just worshiping at this point. I'm like, Lord, I just need to hear from you. I'm desperate to hear from you. I felt like the Lord had been just so challenging me to wait, to build my faith, to see him move, to see him, you know, just continue to work in this word that he had given me. And so I was like, Lord, if I'm missing something, like my friend Jenna, love you, just gave me this word and it was so simple. It's like the Lord just continues to speak. And was I listening? I don't know. Did I have him trapped? I might have in just, you know, such a specific literal word of Georgia.
I like the analogy of the Abraham and Isaac. Yeah, story like from what the if Old
he
Testament.
Would have just continued to go up the mountain and killed Isaac and didn't listen, because the Lord spoke after that, don't kill your son.
Yeah, like, wait, stop.
Yeah, what if he wouldn't have listened to
JK.
The Lord? Yeah. And so it was just such a simple word that she gave me, and so it hit me really hard. I was like, am I doing that? I didn't feel like I was, like, you know, consciously, but maybe subconsciously I was. And so that day, on the floor, just worshiping, I forget what song was on, probably some upper room spontaneous worship was going on. And I just, the Lord brought me back to that original vision that he'd given us, that picture of our family. We were walking down this cobblestone street, hand in hand. Lainey was really little in her little wrap. Indy was walking beside us, and Josh and I were holding hands. And we were just kind of already encompassing those words of, like, the future. And there were, you know, peach trees just lining the street, and before us was just like the unknown, like we weren't sure exactly what we were walking into. But then all of a sudden, like, track with me, that picture turns into like a movie scene, if you will,
or set.
You know how sets, you know, open up and they can move the next set in? It became that, and I was like, Lord, whoa, wait a second, like, you've given me this picture over and over again for the past 6 months, why is it changing now? And in that, you just hit me with this encounter, and he just said to me, Abby, I needed you to believe me for the literal. I needed your faith to be that strong to say, no matter what, like, Georgia makes zero sense. Nothing about Georgia was working out, literally nothing, but you kept pursuing it. You kept believing that what I spoke was true, And he's like, I needed to build that kind of faith in you to see me work, even when it didn't make any sense for your family. To believe that I loved you guys more than you loved your family, Abby. Like, that I, you know, that I was moving, even in ways that, you know, were surprising. Because when I was at Bethel, I asked him, we went through this kind of 2 hour, like, okay, tell me what you think of when you think of a peach. And so I did that, and there was like just kind of, there was a lot of depth in that. What in the world does the word Georgia mean? I went and, you know, and looked at that. I feel like the Lord asked me to do that. And then it just all made sense. It really did. It clicked. Like, the church plant made sense in my head. For all the dreams, for the words that we were, you know, moving towards, for our family, it made sense. Mm-hmm. And the Lord was like, that's been it the whole time, but I needed to take you through this process. And I was like, Lord, it could have been so much easier. But I'm so, so thankful.
So you got on my page.
I did. I told him that. I was like, the whole time I thought you were going to get on my page, and I ended up getting on his. And I will say, it wasn't like an immediate, oh, I'm so relieved or pumped. It was
still long distance, you know.
Yeah, and I had just, away. It kind of felt like such, not whiplash, but like a whirlwind of, mm-hmm, like, walking through so much with the Lord, and then it not being at all what I thought it was going to be.
It felt fake to me. I remember, like, days, probably 2 or 3 days like after. Yeah, I'm like, are you being for real? Like, it doesn't feel real that we're even talking about the church plant right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. And so, it really is just crazy. I don't know. The Lord was just really... He was so kind and so sweet in the whole process and walked me through it in such a way that, like, I desperately needed to walk through. Like, I needed to have my faith strengthened. I needed to understand what His love looked like for my family above my earthly love. And, you know, and there was so much about that promise. It was a promise I felt like that I was just, like, clenching with my hands, like, just fist tight. I wasn't letting it go, and I remember the Lord asking, I need you to release that back to me, because I was more in love with the physical promise than I was in the promises of the Lord Himself. And so, that encounter really just changed the whole trajectory of where we're going now, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the story. I mean, there's obviously way more to that, and we're getting into that. So, that's where we were. We felt like, okay, this church plant's happening. When we talked about it, we kind of wanted to counter pitch Chris and Tyler. So we text them, we're like, hey, so we want to talk again. And they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. So they talk, and we really felt, both of us, that the last few places we've been, you know, I've been the one that's hired, and it's like, oh, Abby's just, you know, she's the ridiculously good worship leader, but like, we get her because we got Josh kind of thing, even though really everyone knows it was the other way around. That's why I put her in my audition videos. But but we, and especially Abby, she's like, I want to have buy-in. I want to, you know, be in this church as, you know, a leader. And not, and it never came off as this like prideful ego, I want power thing at all. Mm. And for me personally, I don't want to be worship directing things. I'm obviously going to be on the worship team. I play guitar and sing, like, no problem, but I don't want to make the decisions. I don't care what songs we sing. I don't even listen to worship music.
This is true.
So we kind of counterpitched them with both of us being on staff, Abby being the worship pastor. So eventually when we figure out denomination and all that stuff, you're going to get ordained.
Crazy.
Which is nuts. It's something we really are passionate about, having women pastors and women leaders. And there's lots and lots and lots of churches that do not allow that, and because of their theological stance. And we don't think that that's correct. And so we're pretty passionate about that. And so Abby, why don't you do that? So,
which is just like crazy, because that's never really something, I don't know, that I've ever like.
You didn't fill out a career thing in high school and it said pastor.
Touche. That's true. I don't know, but that wasn't even in my dreams, in my journal. I don't know if I ever would have said, like, pastor. It's just that my calling on my life is that I just want to lead people in worship.
And that's evolved since high school when you started leading, mm-hmm. where it was like you were a vocalist and then you were a worship leader and then you were a spontaneous, and like now you're a leader and you really lead people and you lead teams.
I'm going to take people under my wing and stuff.
And congregations. I mean, she leads at midweek at the church that we're at a campus that she doesn't even go to. And when she leads, people comment on the Facebook Live, "Oh my gosh, I missed Abby." They don't even know who she is. So she's got little followings at all these campuses she doesn't even go to. So there's congregational care in you. Yeah. And so we pitched that. And then me, I want to be on staff as I know. I mean, if you know what a church plant is, at first it's like bare bones. You don't have a lot of help. It's mm-hmm. really hard. So probably, I'm assuming, the first 2-3 years, I'm going to be a get the job done, jack of all trades, mostly production thing.
That's like, going to be his full title.
Yeah, that's it.
Director.
Director. Perfect. So I'll be, you know, just making things happen as far as like sound and video and
all the... It would be amazing if on the website it said jack of all trades director.
Jack of all trades
Tyler
director.
Tyler and Chris Fields.
Yes, and so that's probably, you know, the short term, but in what I told the guys... Chris and Tyler, I said, ultimately, I don't, you know, I have a bunch of gift sets. Like, I do think I'm the jack of all trades and master of none. And so I have a lot of gift sets that I can step in and help. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I just love being in on the conversation with, like, the church. What series are we doing? What strategies are we doing? I am a big talker. And I'm like, as long as I can be on the conversations, I don't care. I'll clean toilets. And so... I'll probably be cleaning toilets.
It might be.
And so that's the short term. Long term, who knows what that looks like. The mm-hmm. dream is to be in some, like executive campus director, you know. I'll have, you know, leading staff members. And then also, ultimately, being Chris and Tyler, who will be co-lead pastors. Mm-hmm. They're the visionaries. They're the teachers. They're incredible, incredible guys. Being their ultimate support system. Mm-hmm. And trying to be their wingman, and helping them out in whatever way. So, which is honestly a dream job. In college, I always said if I didn't get married, that I was just going to follow Tyler around and be his, a lot of pastors and stuff, when they travel, they have like a guy who comes is like for accountability and stuff. I'm like, that's my dream job. And so it's really the perfect situation.
Yeah. So we should say... That is in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yes.
We didn't even say
we
that.
We didn't say that.
Which is even closer to home, which is it's good for our family.
Yeah, they're very our families are very pumped.
That's so, yeah.
Cincinnati, mm-hmm. Ohio.
So, in January of 2020.
And right now it is December
of 2018. So, what did we do in 2019? Well, 2019. Let us tell you. I love this a lot about the Lord, too. Love this about the Lord. I sometimes forget that he doesn't dictate what we do. And so I was like, we just have to know what we're doing, you know, for the next 6 months into the next year. And, like, it was, which we aren't super future planners. Mm-mm. Like, that's just not how we roll.
No.
Which some people are like, how do you live your life? Well, we just do.
Faith.
We just, faith. Lots of faith.
Swiping that card and praying.
We shouldn't say that. Oh my gosh. Oh, if our parents ever listen to this. Anyways, 2019, we just really felt like the Lord was like, we're just giving us freedom and space mm-hmm. to do what we wanted, as long as we weren't being like idiots. So we thought, what if we moved across the country for a little bit, or we did a school, or we did something with, like, YWAM, because I did that for a little bit. You know, let's just think outside the box for a hot minute. And so, sadly, our friends, Jenna and Rich, moved to Tennessee. Well, we thought that was sad. Obviously, mm-hmm. we were losing our best friends. So they moved down to Tennessee.
One sec. I will say, this is a pivotal thing for the theme, or the title of this podcast, which is Life with Chapters, because... Oh. One of the things we said is, like, okay, like, we can have 2019 be this throwaway year mm-hmm. where we just save money and just, like, make it to 2020, to the next thing and not do anything. And so it's, like, we don't want to do that. Like, we want 2019 to be another chapter, even though it's not, we know it's mm-hmm. going to be a short chapter, even though it's not going to be the long one. We wanted to take advantage of it. So that's why we were dreaming about
something.
Australia and Mexico. Yeah.
Just crazy. Just thinking about what we could make happen. So our friends moved to Tennessee. They're doing awesome. We love them. And so they're like, guys, come move down with us. Now, the funny thing is, we have co-lived before. Like we said, we lived with the Marlins, our friends in Vegas, and it was really, really great. Those 9 months, like, honey, I think you can agree. Like, they were...
That was awesome.
And I think they would agree, the Marlins. It was so cool. It was so great. Granted, we didn't have kids at that point, but just really great. Anyways, the Christies pitch us, hey, what if you guys come move with us? We're like, guys, please don't kid around with us. Like, you know us. We would totally do that. We would be totally on board, even with two kids.
Long story short. For those of you that know Richie, too, I just didn't believe, I didn't believe that he was being serious.
Yeah, that's true.
He loves his space, so.
Which is not a bad thing.
We were surprised that he even thought about it. And then yeah. We were like, dude, this is serious, and it's a huge sacrifice.
It is, for them to let us move in with them.
And so we made them pray about it for a long time.
Yeah, like at least two months.
Over a month, probably close to two months.
But 2019 holds that we are actually going to move down to Kingsport, Tennessee.
Woo!
Yay!
Middle of nowhere.
Literally. And live with the Christies. We're not going to put a time on it. We said, you know, January 2020 is when the church plant is going to be starting. We'll move to Cincinnati at that point. But at least for this year, that is our plan, is to live in Tennessee to, not technically work at the church, but to help volunteer with the Christies because they do youth stuff. So we'll be hopefully leading worship with them, getting to know their crazy high schoolers and young adults.
Everything we've heard about their new church that they go to is
incredible.
So amazing. And it's like, man, we could really glean off that for a year, 6 months to a year. And just like, that sounds so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We love living with friends. You know,
it's going to be so crazy.
It's a little bit of an adventure in the mountains. You know, they're right in the Smoky Mountains. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Oh gosh. And so.
The mountains are very close.
Yeah. So that's what we're doing. We're living with friends. It's crazy. We've had really, really good people that we love go, are you sure you want to do that? And that's fair.
Totally.
And we talked with our friends, Richie and Jenna, like, okay, worst case scenario, what happens when you want to punch me? Or, you know, we didn't say that, but, you know, there are going to be times when it's hard, and what do we do if things are rough, and what do we do if me and Abby are in a yelling match and Richie and Jenna are right there.
Right. What happened?
And so we had a long conversation of like planning that, and
it's really good.
It's invigorating to me to try to work it out. I'm a huge communal living proponent. I'm
not so much. We actually had this conversation, but I see the benefits in it, and I've had great experiences, and so we're pretty much very much on the same page with that.
What is hard, the positives far outweigh the negatives for me as far as fun and, you know, getting rid of selfishness. And, hey, you can't really own anything because it's all everybody's.
That's so true.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So there was almost 45 minutes of our life.
Yeah.
Life in chapters.
Almost 45 minutes. Life with chapters.
I'm so sorry.
Abby's going to write a blog about it too, because that's how she does this. I'm forcing her to do the podcast. I hope you were not bored.
Hopefully not.
We're going to, be doing more episodes. I'm definitely not going to put a how many we're going to do, because we have two kids under two. Who knows how many we're going to get to do.
And you probably will meet them hear them at some point.
Yes, I'm sure we will have babies on this podcast at some point.
Talking and singing Old MacDonald to you.
Yes.
That's Indy's favorite song.
Yes. We're excited for more episodes. I had this idea last week, like, hey, let's just start processing stuff in this. It's such a fun, I love it. I listen to so many podcasts.
It does. I am not a podcast person.
I listen to so many.
I'd rather read. Not a great reader either, but this will be good.
Yeah. And so what you can expect looking forward, maybe you just want to listen to this one because you're like, oh, I know those people. What are they doing? Totally fair. but if you are interested in more things, we're going to be talking about our lives, parenting the girls.
Yep.
Two girls.
We're
They're going to keep
females.
Getting older.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are. Strong women.
Strong women.
That's right.
All about it.
And then the church, as in like our church plant, the church that we're going to be at in 2019. I love to talk about the Big C church, what's going on in our culture. Enneagram.
We love the Enneagram.
Yes, I think
can you
when
just
we
say
do.
What we are with us?
Yeah, I'm a 7 through and through.
I'm a 6. We weren't sure about that, but
yeah,
then
that was
once
a harder
reading
one.
it, total 6.
She's a phobic 6, if you know what that is.
Phobic.
So I think when we do our little personal introduction, you know,
we'll get
more into that.
I'm still trying to figure out what a freaking 6 is.
It's more confusing than a 7.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of stuff.
I told Abby one of the ways I got her on this podcast, I told her she could talk about her oils.
But then I told him that you can't come on here and rip me apart with him.
I might just have to sit that one up. No, I'm just kidding. I can listen.
You can.
So she's on this natural living oil adventure right now.
I am.
And she loves it. It's fun.
I
it's do. Fun.
It's kind of like a hobby.
Because it is
it's
a hobby.
It's a different hobby.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not like I'm like physically always doing something.
Yeah.
But
I got into witchcraft at the same time, so it really goes well.
You're terrible.
I'm just kidding. And other things that I want to talk about, you know, who knows.
Because Josh likes to talk.
I do, and now
he's more of a talker.
I get to force you to talk with me.
Yeah, I know, and process out loud.
So, feel free to send us any messages with questions and prayers, and
yeah, seriously.
We're excited for this next couple seasons. We already know what the next couple seasons are looking like, so
mm-hmm.
really, really, really excited for Tennessee.
Yeah. We will
really
be getting a job down there.
Yeah,
we
I'll have
that,
a job.
But yeah.
I'm doing like a warehouse job right now. That's great. And so I'm
like
looking for stuff
to
like
save
that.
Some money
yeah.
And
yes.
Have some family time.
Yeah.
Without tons of expectations.
Yeah.
Which would be really nice.
Yep. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
a little over 45 minutes.
Is that normal?
Yeah, that feels right. Yeah, we hope that you have a great day.
Yep, happy Sunday.
It's Sunday. Happy Sunday. It's weird that it's Sunday because I didn't work. That's still weird not having a job in the morning.
It is
so. Thanks for listening. I'm sure if you're listening, we love you.
Yes.
Unless we don't know you, and then we
and
would
then maybe
love
we'll
you.
Get you.
Yeah. you guys have a great day.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
See ya.
Hey, one more thing before we go. Sorry, we're podcast noobs and forgot to send you to our social media so that we can say hi. Abby is very active on her Instagram, and her handle is at FoxyLady, FoxyLadie. And I am mostly on Twitter. I will occasionally put some stories on Instagram, but that's about it. And both of those handles are at Schwa Jackson, just like Joshua, except spelled S-H-W-A Jackson. Hope to see you there. Thanks again for listening. Bye.